Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
For emulation has a thousand songs that one by one pursue. Running, falling, vomiting forth cobras enamored of fire escapes. If you give way, or hedge aside from the direct forthright, like to an entered tide, they all rush by and leave you hindmost. One could pass valuable hours, perhaps days, doing nothing but hanging by one's earlobes, strung by a thin white hot wire, burning with ecstasy. Up through eternity and further, I myself have often succumbed, knowing not of brown and white, or dim high stone or knowing only one.
Now, that little vocal sample we just heard there dates back to 1959 from the American TV series A Johnny Staccato. For emulation has a thousand songs, and that appears and sampled on Radio Mellotron by the Meat Beat Manifesto, going back to 1996 there off their double album Subliminal Sandwich. And at Meat Beat has been kicking around since 1987 from Swindon in the UK. And the Help Sir was a nice mix of industrial, a little bit of the dark wave pop there, but they also dipped quite nicely into the big beat sound. And they're still active to this day. They had an album out last year, and they're still rather creative. So, good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies here. This is your cinematically inspired program, broadcast here from UBC's utterly nomadic community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web through www.citr.ca. And if you catch us on Shaw Cable, we can no longer say 101.9 FM in cable. No, Shaw's bumped CITR now to 88.5, for those of you who have the cable receiver for that. So I'm Gak, and I'll be the bellhop through this wacky hotel until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. In the background, we have Geno Yamashiro Gumi with a selection from the score from the 1988 anime film Akira. This is Winds Over Neo Tokyo. And we're going to profile this soundtrack towards 8:30 or so. I'll also have a little bit more of a Japanese music since May is Asian month. We'll have a tribute to X-Ray Spec's lead singer Polystyrene, and then we'll have the usual hazy electronic mist. But we're going to start off with a couple of tracks here featuring Daniel Lupi. He's an Italian composer now based in L.A., and he met with Brian Burton, a.k.a. Danger Mouse, in 2004 after Lupi released a tribute album to Italian scores called The Italian Story. And, of course, this is the same time, too, that Danger Mouse released his infamous Gray album, which mixed the Black album from Giga and then the White album by The Beatles. So this is coming up from a forthcoming album called Aha Rome. It's been a five-year project that Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupi have been working on together. It's mostly instrumental, but it features some guest vocals by Nora Jones and a couple tracks. And there's a couple tracks featuring this fellow from the White Stripes, known as Jack White. So, from Rome, featuring Jack White, this is Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupi with Two Against One.
Than my mirror ever gets to me. And if you think that there is shelter in this attitude, where do you feel the warmth of my gratitude? I get the feeling that it's two against one, already fighting me, so what's another one? This dimension, they're telling that this ain't no free for all to see. There's only three, it's just you and me against me. I get the feeling that it's two against one. I'm already fighting me, so what's another one? The mirror is a trigger and your mouth's a gun. Lucky for me, I'm not the only one. Lucky for me, I'm not the only one.
And there was just a little tiny selection from Daniel Lupi and his work for the 2007 film Malos Hábitos, in other ways known in English as Bad Habits, and that was Gordi Buena. And based on Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupi's collaboration in Rome, it actually was used over a five-year span as Lupi was helping with the orchestration of Gnarls Barkley, Broken Bells. He actually did some work on one of John Legend's albums as well, too. And the soundtrack to Malos Hábitos only came out last year through the Ipecac label, based on the enthusiasm of label head, former Faith No More, and otherwise genial, insane vocalist Mike Patton. And Lupi actually helped him on his Mondo Cane cover project, which, again, something I have to go pick up and locate as well, too. You can also hear Lupi's soundtrack work in films such as Under the Tuscan Sun, Red Silk, The Woman Chaser, and if you listen closely, in the background of the HBO series Sex and the City, you'll hear a little bit of Lupi in there, too. This is Gak here. This is Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next, we're going to hop over to a small apartment in the suburb of West Palm Beach in Orlando, Florida. And this is where Totem Pole comes from. And it primarily is the focus of one individual, that's Kevin R. Williams. He does have a bit of a rotating help of live musicians and other people who just sort of step in and act as like Foley artists, you know, shaking things, hammering other things, or hitting things, just, you know, usual percussive elements there. They have a self-released EP on Bandcamp, home to every other band, and it's this little thing you can download all together. So it's called Caves and Tunnels, Mountains and Stairs, and we're going to listen to track 4 off of it. So here's Totem Pole with Pointless Love Gallery.
Yeah. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Started that set off with Totem Pole off their Caves and Tunnels, Mountains, Stairs EP. We heard two tracks there, one sort of longer one and a short one, Pointless Love Gallery. Then, before the Bike Kitchen announcement there, we heard the latest from Washed Out, and that is Eyes Be Closed, and that'll be coming off his forthcoming, I believe it's his debut album. It is, yes, Within and Without on Sub Pop. And Washed Out is the alias of Georgian Ernest Green, and he was sort of part of the Chillwave movement for a while, and he's still maintaining that really very relaxed sound. It fits appropriately in for a lazy summer day. Some of the chillwave artists or the people who got lumped into the hypogogic pop label have sort of diversified themselves, but at this point he's sort of solidified himself nicely. And if you catch Portlandia at all on TV, the opening sequence features one of his tracks called Feel It All Around. And what we just heard there was Survive, except they spell it all capitals and spaces all the way, so it's S-U-R-V-I-V-E. And what we heard there was one of the tracks on the A-side to the LLR-002 12-inch, and that was Holographic Landscape. And Survive are some kids from Austin, and they do a fantastic job with, some people call it a little more witch house than anything else, but honestly, they're just labels. They're just wonderful, moody pieces to unwind on a Monday evening. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And just want to reiterate again, if you do listen to us on Shaw Cable, you should hopefully know that we're on 88.5. So adjust your little, I wouldn't say bookmarks. What are they called? Little markers? Ah, your presets. Get your presets updated there, laddie and lassie. We're going to hop over to Denver now. It's a great place. Managed to stop briefly along the way back from Texas before, and it's been about 13 years since I actually lived there. I do need to visit it again, but Bryce Isbell works under the moniker Fur, F-U-R, and he has had several members in his little collective there for a while, but he's recently added a guy who used to record with Neon Indian, and that is Jermaine Gideon. Although he's known as Gray St. Jermaine Gideon now here, so hopefully that'd be an awesome name. So yeah, Gideon worked with Alan Palomo in Ghost Hustler back in the Texas days, but now he's in Colorado. He's hanging out with Isbell, and this is the title track to last year's album that came out through Waga Records. So here's Fur with Polybreak.
Laying in the cut by 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3,
Featuring two members from Galaxy and then a bassist used to be with Spiral Beach. That was Ostra, and that's off their debut album, Feel It Break. And what we just heard was Lose It. And this appears on the wonderful paper bag label. And at this point, based on reputation alone, they also are on the preeminent British indie CD fell down. Domino Recordings, home of Franz Ferdinand and Klinik and all those other wonderful chaps. Yes. Let's hop back to Florida, since that seems to be a great little source of music right now, of a sort of moody sense. And seems like these guys are from West Palm Beach, too, so perhaps there's some part of the Orlando scene I'm not totally aware of. So these guys are called Some Sun, and primary man behind Some Sun is Judson Rogers. And the album's named after an early pseudonym that painter Jean-Michel Basquiat had, and it was Samo Milagro. And it features a wonderful little aesthetic here. So this appears on the Leaving label. And here's Some Sun with Call It Home.
giovani, buongiorno. Accomodatevi che serviamo subito.
Given the Boot, every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Sample the various flavors of Italian folk music, from the north to the south, traditional to modern, on this bilingual Italian and English show. Un programma bilingue che esplora il mondo della musica etnica italiana. Given the Boot. We'll be right back.
great bit of BC krautrock. You know what? I'm going to call it krautrock, even though it doesn't sort of completely adhere to the doctrine, as it were. But, yeah, we should definitely enjoy it while they are. They're on the Unfamiliar label. That's No Gold, and that's off their self-titled album. That's called Resolver. And before that, before the Give Him the Boot announcement that way, because that's what Rebute. We had Goldfrapp, and that was Strict Machine. That was the radio edit. The original version appears on the 2003 album Black Cherry. It's hard to say what Alison Goldfrapp and her associate name is Will Gregory are up to as of late. The most recent album was Rocket. Wasn't it Rocket? Head First. Rocket was the single that came off of that. But they appear to be working on a new album as per everyone's Twitter account. And so hopefully here's something interesting that way. Although they're sort of dipping toes in, you know, that British folk scene in one way and the other way. It's just the hard dance floor aesthetic. This is Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. And coming up next, we're going to hop over to Ireland. But not the typical sounds that you hear. This is the act called Thread Pools. And they're on the local Irish label Osaka. So this comes off the last year's New Thoughts album, and it's a great bit of music that just segues nicely from what we just heard. So here's Thread Pools with Weight.
Bad. Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
He didn't even say what the call letters were there. Shame, DJ Tamil. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 88.5 on Shaw Cable. This is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak. What we just heard there was Day, Month, Year, DDMMYYYY. And that came off 2009's album Black Square. And that was Bronzage off the We Are Busybodies label. And the lads are still busybodies, these Toronto team. And at this point, they've made some serious inroads in the UK, especially on the cult label Invada, or Invada Records, which is home and operated by Jeff Barrows from Portishead. So they actually do have a split LP with Beak, which is Barrows' latest project. A nice little bit of a Bristol-flavored drone rock there. And that should be coming up in the summertime. And they're going to be doing a tour through Europe. And they have been asked to participate at All Tomorrow's Parties, which is curated this year by Portishead. So if you are going to be around Alexandra Palace in the UK this July, I think it is the second last weekend, Saturday 23rd, Sunday 24th, there's a lot of Portishead. There's some PJ Harvey. There are the books as well, too. Grinderman. This sounds like a fantastic set. Look, there's Liars as well. Wow. Of course, I'll be actually going to the UK in a couple weeks, so I'll have to figure out some pre-recorded music or some fill-ins in that time. But am I going to that? Currently not scheduled as such. But so we're going to stick with a little bit of British theme here. And unfortunately, it is dealing with the passing away of someone. So we knew her as Polystyrene, although she was born Marianne Joan Elliott Said, and she headed the band X-Ray Specs, a wonderful bit of a punk new wave act that came out of London in 1976. And Polystyrene, as is often the case, she was born as the daughter of an aristocrat, although from Somali. And she was raised in Bromley, Kent, part of Brixton. But she started as part of the punk rock scene there. She saw the Sex Pistols perform on her birthday. And like anyone else who saw the Pistols play, she wanted in. So some of their songs are fantastic, like Old Bondage, Up Yours. One of my favorites is I Am a Poser. But we're going to jump with something off their 1978 album. And actually, we're going to pick the title track. So here is X-Ray Specs with Germ Free. Adolescence.
Tonight.
that's off of Polystyrene's final solo album at this point, Generation Indigo. We just heard was Thrash City. So X-Ray Specs reunited a couple times, and they actually had a bit of a boisterous reunion back in 2009 when they played most of the album from which we heard the title track before, which was Germless Adolescence. But in an interview in February this year, Polystyrene disclosed that she'd been treated for breast cancer, but unfortunately it had spread to her spine and lungs. So it was on April 25th this year that she succumbed to cancer at the age of 53. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. If you have a Friends of CITR card, you can use it to collect discounts throughout this fine city. If you're along the drive, this is where it'll work for you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, we'll give this a few seconds here. You'll be listening to a promo for a show that's coming on. Here we go.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
It's always great when the carts give us pause. Pregnant the moments full of tension as everyone's like, what's going on? Anyways, this is Exploding Head Movies. This is the show that comes on before the jazz show if you do listen to us on the FM and cable dials. Again, I always just like saying this because actually this is how I had to first listen to CITR prior to moving into town. So yeah, Shaw Cable, 88.5. We've moved away from 101.9, at least on that element, but we still remain rocking at 580-odd watts here, broadcast from UBC on the FM frequency. And yeah, we have some time here to dip into a little bit of Japanese music here before we go into the Akira soundtrack. And as always, I'm always punching the gun here, but this is an act that I've always missed anytime when I lived in Toronto and they came through, because they played it all the time. And they actually did hit North America here on a tour for their most recent EP, just a digital thing, La Musique de Chopin. But these guys take their name from a Japanese translation for trousers. These are the Zoo Bombs, and off of 1998's album Let It Bomb, You Gotta Get More Funky, Part 1.
そこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこはそこは
We just heard was Guitar Wolf off the Generation album 1999. We heard Turning Edge UFO. And you want to hear those Nagasaki trio rockers in town? They got a little bit of West Coast tour going on. If you're in Seattle, May 24th, they're at El Corazon. If you are here in Rain City itself, May 25th, they're at the Biltmore Cabaret. Otherwise, just the rest of the West Coast there. May 26th, Portland at Dante's. They're in San Francisco on the 28th at the Bottom of the Hill. 29th in L.A. at the Troubadour. And if you're in Vegas, they're playing the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip on May 31st. In the background, we are listening to Geno Yamashiro Gumi. And this track is Kaneda, named after one of the main characters from the anime film Akira from 1988, a landmark in Japanese animation at the time, based on a manga that came out. And who actually wrote that? I should deal with it. Actually, it was the same person who did the screenplay and also the director. That was Katsushiro Otomo. And this was an epic. And any time that you've seen this film for the first time without any exposure what anime was, which was quite common in the late 80s, early 90s, it just blew you away as it deals with Neo Tokyo in the year 2019 as Tetsuo and Kaneda deal with the issue about releasing what Akira is. Of course, that's part of the mystery of the film itself. But a wonderful element used a lot by cyberpunk artists at the time, just sort of dealing with the idea of a dystopian future and all its wonders that way. So we're going to let some of the soundtrack play here, because again, you don't really necessarily have to listen to my voice all the time. So we'll let this go for a bit, and then we'll segue nicely. It's a great thing that I put all my notes away here. Totally professional. And then we'll sort of merge into Doll's Polyphony, and we'll talk a little bit about Geno Yamashiro Gumi. There's the CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah.
All right, I was talking over Biv Kaneda there. Then we heard the tium-tium of Dolly's, or Doll's polyphony. And dum-dum being more the phonetic of what we just heard there. And then the past couple of songs here have been part of a collection that's still continuing right now of something called Shō-myō. And these are all done by Geno Yamashiro Gumi. And this was a collective, some people say it was started in 1953, but most documentation I found starts in 1974. It was formed by Tsutomu Ohashi. And Geno, like Yamashiro Gumi, were primarily folk music interpreters. And at that point, they basically recorded a lot of global folk music, but they presented it to a Japanese market. But in the early 80s, they started focusing on the Indonesian gamelan. And what they tried doing is replicating that sound on synthesizers, but that required some manipulation because the default tuning on most synths didn't match the Indonesian chord structures. So what they did is they actually taught themselves some computer programming, a little bit of engineering as well, too, and they managed to convert their synths into something that equates to the gamelan drone a sound. And it was from that they released a 1986 album that was picked up by the Akira folks, and they used that for the soundtrack. Now, there's two versions of the soundtrack floating around. There's the 88 version, which basically features just long sequences from the soundtrack itself, just in a row. And then there was a copy that came out in 1990 through JVC that sort of broke the songs into smaller bits. And I believe there was a bootleg that came out that actually just recorded the entire, I guess, laser disc at the time, straight up with the soundtrack that way. And of course, Akira is partly the reason why we're talking about it, is that there's a remake underway. And there's a bit of controversy this way, because you hear about these names like Kaneda, Akira, Tetsuo, but all the actors are going to be Caucasian at this point, even Keanu Reeves, even though he actually is part Asian as well, too. So there's a little bit of controversy that way. George Takei, you know, Sulu from Star Trek at this point, has been already starting to raise shackles about what's going on, talking about the fairness of it, but who knows? We'll see what happens with it. Maybe the Wachowski brothers can redeem themselves or just totally drive this into the sewer again. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. He'll guide you to midnight, at which point Canada Post Rock will kick in and close our Monday here on CITR. And if you missed any of this week's show, just grab the podcast, go to either CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca, and just click on the schedule. Otherwise, if you have iTunes up and running, just search for Exploding Head Movies, search for CITR, and you'll find this show and all of the station's wonderful programming. You can also, Exploding Head Movies has a Facebook page. We try to put podcasts up on that. A couple of little, like, video clips and other, like, random assorted addenda to the show and other stuff that's happening in the movie music world. So, as I alluded to before, I'm going to be out for the next 3 weeks. I'm scrambling to come up with some pre-recorded shows, which as well focus on just after this. Hopefully for Victoria Day, we can focus on some Russian music. And then, including some works from Andrei Tarkovsky's films, including the original Solaris. And then American Memorial Day. We'll see if we can do Mr. Wazo's score to the recent low-budget horror film, Rubber. But we'll see how far I can get. I mean, I have to take off on Friday. And I'll be in Finland yet again as I run out of grandparents. At this point, I've actually totally run out now. But at the very least, we'll make sure that there's something here. If it's not me, then we'll have one of our able programmers here come out and assist. So we're going to close off with another Japanese band. They're called Sugar Plant. They were pretty active in the late 90s, early 2000s, and from their 1998 album, Happy. This is something that should hopefully be the end of what we experience here in Vancouver. And this track is called Rainy Day. So hopefully at this point, spring and summer kick in full gear. Based on what I'm seeing in the forecast, and based on the fact that I'm leaving, that is the case. So take care, Vancouver. And we'll see you virtually, or we'll see you in about a month's time. Take care. Everything is trying.
You are listening to CITR FM and, well, we can't say cable 101.9, but on your regular FM, it's 101.9. On cable, on Shaw Cable, it's now 88.5. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.
Do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee.